I took that into consideration with my proposal.
Seems like a pretty fair way to go if you leave their subject out, since it was a foreclosure. You add the three of those together and get you an average per square feet.
$64,325 is what I
got. No, you can't come up with that. Because your lowest number on your three is 167, so you can't take an average of those top three and come up with 164.
Price per square foot, Dan?
Yeah.
52.48 times the 3041. Yeah, I did it wrong. I'm sorry, I mean, it's 159,591.
What was that again?
I got $159,591.68.
That Eagle Rock Road house was built in 85. Does that not change some of the...
Brandon. Those houses on that, as you start down that road, now you're thinking about coming up from the other direction, but as you start down that road from where Cummings lived, all those houses are so steep on the right-hand side of the road that their driveways are incredibly steep there. And that's the reason that all those houses in that row there, as we mentioned earlier, were in foreclosure. Brother Chuck, you said about 8 years ago you thought it. I can't remember how long ago it was. But see, we put the reason I know a little bit about that community is because we put a new county, that road's a new county road taken in.
Right.
And the hammerhead that's down there and all that kind of stuff, there was controversy about all that. What do you want to have a vote on it later is what you're recommending, Donna, or just asking? Why don't we...
Danny, what are your thoughts? You said 180?
I said 180. I'm willing to compromise a little bit on that, but the comparables are not comparable if they're the ones sitting on the lower side of the road, because they're different style homes and their driveways are so stinking steep, you can't hardly get into them. And then we got the acreage, that's a difference, Brandon. This is a 3-acre tract.
No.
Point 34. What did it say the others were?
Point two something or other.
And this was point 1 acre.
1 acre and .40.
Yeah, I see now. I was mistaken on the acreage. We'll come up with a recommendation.
Is there a picture of the front of the house on your thing there?
When was it built?
07. I'm trying to remember the guy that was doing all the development.
It wasn't.
Lance Long, maybe? He's the one that built that originally.
I think that's right. Search the Eagle Rock Road address. Hit that realtor one. I think I had a picture of the next one. That probably has a picture too. Okay, go back out and hit back. There. Yeah, go to the realtor.
Is that the one used for a comparable?
Yeah.
Well, look at the similar sales.
Well, hold on, Dan. Yep. So that's that one. Now pull up our subject reference. Five 569 Jasmine Drive.
Brick instead of wood.
I don't know what the sides are, but Chuck, what does that normally mean to you?
We got 30% brick on our subject, 70% vinyl, where the other one's probably 100% vinyl.
One's built in 85, the other's built in 07. I mean, is that a true comp, or is that a...
This is a much nicer looking home. What you're saying, I think. But you got, I've lost track, don't you have two Jasmine, yeah, you got two other but comps on Jasmine that are probably, would look something like your subject, I would guess.
Yeah, those were, I believe, what Danny was saying. Those are the ones that were all foreclosed on either this time around or previous.
Well,
what's that?
They're not foreclosed.
They were to the buyer before those, though.
What does that...
It still brings the value down. I mean,
especially when you have multiple foreclosures.
In that same area.
That starts to become a real value.
Yeah, so that's what I mean.
I'm saying
no matter what we do, I'm thinking we're taking a stab in the dark. There's so many just outside influence, different variables. I don't know what the proper way to go is.
Can I suggest we've got our 9:30 person here? We still have a 9:15 appointment on the phone. Can we hold this one and come back to it?
Well, I'm going to make a recommendation that we split the difference between what I recommended and what Mike recommended. Take that figure and go with it. Matter of fact, what would that be?
Be right at 168.
168.
I'm going to make a motion for 168.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, we've brought it down to 168.
That sounds fair.
All right. And you'll get a letter in the mail from the county clerk.
168,000. And today is the 6th, right?
Yes.
7/16. And I appreciate your consideration. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Does it need to be mentioned that Jeff abstained?
Abstained.
Dallas abstained. Thank you. The next one is a purchase price of $59,900. He said he overpaid for real lot value. He believes the market value is $6,800 to $8,000. His purchase price was, our purchase date was back in 2005.
Donna, I missed. What did you say he purchased it for?
$59,900.
Is it one of the 5-acre tracts or the 3-acre tracts?
Without pulling it up. Did it show on my... Oh.
Oh, I got a question for Chuck on this. Mm-hmm. Last year, we did a large group of adjustment on these Schultz Bend
6.1 acres
properties. Do you have those? Can we pull those figures up to where we had the adjustment last year?
I know. I do remember we adjusted for it.
Some, but I didn't remember a large group, Danny.
I don't have one. I was thinking it was only individuals, like maybe a couple of three individual properties. They were down to like $10,000, I think.
I can't remember. He pull it. It'll show on here. One
up here.
Yeah. Why don't we look at this in Brandon? You remember last year when we had several of those and we set them all?
Yeah, lots are selling in there, from what I understand, though.
But, I mean, I'd like to know what that is.
I've sold. Yeah, there are some that are selling, but they're not selling for the $32,000 or even the $15,000. Well, they're selling for anywhere. There's some bank foreclosures. Well, even the ones I sold weren't foreclosures.
It is a 6.1 acre, to answer your question, Jeff.
Okay.
Is it on the road?
This is it right here.
Okay. Can I?
China.
I sold one almost across the street for $18,000 to a couple in Vermont.
And that would kind of be on the high end, Jeff? That'd be safe to say? Of sales?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's who I sold to right there. Yeah, we got it recorded. Look at that.
28? What's it?
That's 5.6.
No, the one that we just sold. Exit out of your box. The one next to it. 5.
I can't even see that.
I'm sitting a little closer.
5.7 acres, $1,700.
5.7 or 5.07?
5.07, I think.
What you were thinking, I may be correct. There was a bunch of, it must have been the same value as this at $32,000.
There was a whole group along
there.
Yeah,
I think it's like 5 acre.
5 acre tracks.
Bigger tracks.
We dropped them from 50, 50 some that they had bought them by. Maybe that's what this was here, down to whatever, 32 or whatever. But if they need to be lowered again, well.
Although our subject's been at this value since